thank you that you see everything. You see everything, God. We just thank you that you gave us Holy Spirit to give us eyes to see, Lord. Everything that you see, just break our hearts, Lord. Break our hearts for what breaks yours, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you for Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You're so good to us, Lord. You're so good to us, Lord. You teach us. You teach us, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We are yours. We are yours, oh God.
When we started this song, the Lion of Judah was standing in the corner. In the corner of the room, right over there by the door, the Lion of Judah was standing there staring at us. And then as we continued to sing, this part of the room just lit on fire. And it was immediately a huge flame. And then 2 seconds afterwards, the whole stage lit on fire and it was huge. And then the fire spread down the aisles, Lord. So, Lord, we ask for more fire. Holy Spirit, we ask for more of you. Just come and consume this whole building, Lord. Consume this whole region. Consume all of Ohio and the nation.
Lift you up and we praise your name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that your fire falls in this place, Lord, that it consumes each and every one of us, Lord, and that this fire is all consuming, Lord, and that it never stops. And Lord, we just thank you and we lift your name up, Lord, because you are so worthy, Lord. You are so worthy of all of our praise, Lord, for the air that we breathe, Father God. We just thank you for everything that you're doing, Lord, that you are just falling in this place, and each and every person's heart, Lord, is being stirred, Lord. Because they only want to worship you. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing, Lord. We exalt you and we lift you up. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Father, we lift up your holy name, Jesus. We lift you up in that high place, Jesus, where you ascended to the throne by the love of your heavenly Father. Lord, we lift you up because of what you did, who you are, and who you are coming back in, Jesus. Lord, we anticipate your return in our hearts. And we have our eyes on you, Jesus. We have our eyes on you, Jesus. And what you do, we do, Jesus. We have our eyes on you, Jesus. And you are high and lifted up, Jesus. So we rise in you, Jesus. We rise in your presence, Jesus. And in that place, we lift our voices to you, Jesus. The worthy Lamb of God. The Lamb slain before the foundations of the earth. We lift you high, Jesus. And we say that you are worthy of it all. You are worthy of the price that you paid on the cross. You finished it all. You finished it for us. We take you to the nations, Jesus. We light the fire of your flame. We light the fire of your flame. We light the fire of your flame, Jesus. We spread you, Jesus.
Father, we just praise your name. We just praise your name. We just praise your name. And I thank you, Lord, that your fire is here today. Your fire is here today. And it's going to spread. Your glory covers the earth. Your glory covers the earth. Your glory covers the earth like the water covers the seas. And your fire will spread. Your fire will spread like wildfire. Wildfire in this place, Lord. Wildfire in this place. From state to state. From county to county. Region to region. Nation to nation. Nation to nation. Your wildfire will spread. And your joy. Your joy. Your joy. Your joy is our strength. Stay drunk. It works. Remember number one.
Lord, we just magnify your name. You're just so high, you're so worthy, so holy. You're just so much bigger than anything else, and that nothing is stronger than you. You are so good to us, so loving to us, Jesus. We just thank you. We thank you that your presence is here so strongly, and that nothing is in their way. Nothing is holding you back. We just welcome you, Holy Spirit. Welcome you to move. Welcome you to just flow freely in this place and just overwhelm us, overcome now, and just magnify this worship, Jesus. Just magnify it. Our hearts are for you, Holy One. Our hearts are for you.
We just invite your, here, Father God. We just invite your presence here in Jesus' name. We just thank you for who you are, Lord. We just thank you for who you are. We just praise you right now, Father God. You deserve all the glory. You deserve all the honor. You deserve all the praise, Lord. So we just lift you up in this place, Father God. We lift you up, Father God. We lift you up right now in Jesus' name, Lord. We set everything else aside, Father God. We just focus on your face right now in Jesus' name, Lord. And we just thank you, Father God, for who you are, Father. We just invite your presence, Lord, in this place in Jesus' name. We invite your presence, Father God, just to fall right now in Jesus' name, Lord. Just right now in Jesus' name, Father God. I was thinking that your love is just falling right now. Just open the gates. Just open the gates in Jesus' name. Open the gates, Father God, that the King of Glory may come down, Father. We just thank you, Father God, for who you are, Lord. You're the King of Glory, Father God. You're the King of Glory. We just invite you right now, Father, just to come right now in Jesus' name, Father. We just invite you, Father God. We just invite you, Lord.
Hey, hey, ha, ha, ha. Oh, Lord, I thank you for release, Father, this morning, Lord, of a war cry on the inside of our hearts, Lord, that, Father, we will leave no stone unturned, Father, that we will lift up a shout of praise in the earth, Lord. Lord, that the rocks will not cry out before us, Lord. Lord, we lift up your name because you are glorious. We lift up your name because you have redeemed us. Lord, you have restored us. And Father, we thank you that today is a new day, Lord. Today's a new day, Lord. It's a new hour, a new season, Lord. And Lord, we rise, we rise, we rise with Jesus. Oh, yadadadadamaye. Oh, yadadadayashadadaye. Thank you, Lord, for the new sound of heaven released today in Jesus' name. Oh, yada.
And Father, I just thank you, Lord, that even as you broke through in Mozambique and we saw the heavens open up, we saw you touch lives, you touch hearts, Lord, you broke through new ground, Father God, brought in a new harvest, Lord, brought new life, Father God. I thank you for doing that here in Ohio as well, Father. We just thank you for that release in this place. We thank you for that release in Mozambique, in Ghana, in China, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for the mighty miracles you've been pouring out throughout the world, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the increase in anointing, increase in power, increase in manifestation of your spirit, Lord. We just thank you for increase, Lord. It's a season of breakthrough, season of breakthrough, season of breakthrough in this place, Lord. Thank you for open heavens, open visions, Lord. Open portals, Lord, from heaven, Lord. Your glory coming down. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. You are the mighty one, the glorious one. Thank you, Lord, for pouring out your spirit in this place. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, that you are the resurrection and the life. And thank you, Jesus, that you are in this place, that your presence is here, and that your resurrection life is in this place, Lord. And I just thank you, Father, that you're just bringing to life in our hearts anything that needs to be revived. Thank you, Lord, that you're just showing us that your yoke is easy and your burden is light, Lord. So we give our thoughts, we give our hearts, we give everything, Lord, to you, Father, and just allow our hearts to be in line with what you are doing, because your yoke is easy and your burden is light. Thank you, Jesus. Great. There we go. All right, the Lion of Judah, he was standing in the corner and we started asking for his presence and his fire. And he was weaving his way in and out of us. And then he was jumping on the backs of the pews from people to people. He touched the whole room. And so right now he's saying, receive it. He's right here in our midst. He's in the building. Receive it. Do you believe that he's here? Do you believe that he's here? Because he is here. He has touched you. So receive it. for your presence here in this building right now, Lord. We thank you that we are so privileged to be in your presence, God. We don't deserve this at all, and yet you are here because you love us, Lord. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for your fire, Lord. We want more. We want more. We want to be wrecked for you, Lord. We want to be one with you, Lord. Come.
As we sing the next song, as we go into the next worship song, the Lord's releasing more of his fire right now. Fire of God looks like something. Fire of God feels like something. The fire of God is a tangible presence of God overtaking us, overwhelming us. We don't have to look around and say, what does it look like? The Lord says, lean into me. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. Keep coming. You're already here. Keep coming, Lord. We are here. We're partnering with you, Lord. We're flowing with you. We're flowing with what you are doing and what you are saying. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you increase us this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your anointing that breaks the yoke. Thank you, Lord, for the joy of your presence, for your manifest power in this place that changes lives, changes circumstances. Open up, open up. The King of Glory is here. Open up more, Lord. Your fire's moving right now. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
As we've been worshiping, I'm releasing this song. I just have an incredibly strong sense from the Holy Spirit that his desire is to burn on the inside of us. Oh, his desire is to burn on the inside of us. Oh. And as I was walking across here, he spoke to me and he said, Andy, I want to wear my people like a glove. I want to wear you like a glove. Oh, oh, the Holy Spirit is here this morning and he's looking for a place to rest. He's looking for a heart to be set on fire. Oh, and I hear him saying that I'm not going to make you do anything. But how hungry are you for me to be on the inside? How thirsty are you for me on the inside? How much do you want of me? How much of you? How much of me do you want? How much of me do you want? Oh, he's calling this morning. Oh, and he's saying, if you're thirsty, you can drink this morning. You can drink of his river of life. You can drink of his river of love. You can drink of his river of fire this morning. Are you thirsty? Oh! Are you hungry? Just begin to cry out. Just begin to cry out. Lord, we're hungry. We're thirsty for more of you, Spirit of the living God. Oh! Oh! You raised Jesus from the dead. Oh, and you want to dwell on the inside of us. Oh. 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 Mm. Ah. Mm. Shayaranaye. Holy Spirit is speaking, I believe, and He's saying, stir yourself up. Stir yourself up. Stir up your heart. Stir up the flame. We sang it. We declared it. Stir it up on the inside of you. And stirring it up looks like something. Stirring it up looks like something. It looks like something. There's an expression to stirring it up. Oh, we're hungry, Lord. Oh, we're thirsty. Oh, if that's you, and you're here and you're hungry for more, you're thirsty for more, you want to be stirred up, I encourage you, just come to the front. Just come to the front. Just come to the front. How? Oh, if you're hungry, if you're thirsty, if you want to be stirred this morning, how? Oh. How? Oh. Lord, you satisfy the hungry soul. Satisfy the hungry soul, Lord. Lord, you make waters in the desert, Lord. We are thirsty this morning. How? Oh. How? Oh. How? Oh. Shayananaye, hehehe. Hushandiananananande, dia sande, dia nyananande. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you've given us a language. Oh. Oh, you've given us an expression. Oh. Oh, yaradana yeda mashatana. Oh. Get ready. Get ready to receive. Get expectant. Get expectant. Oh, yananande de bashataradadas. Oh, there was one time on this trip in Mozambique, and it's not limited to Mozambique. We were in this time of just in the presence of the Lord, such as we're as here. And the Lord just showed water as far as the eye could see. Oh, and it was about up to our middle of our shins. Oh, and as we were watching that water, it just spread out in every direction. And slowly these waves began to come in. Slowly these waves began to come in. And as they came in, the water just kept rising. It kept rising. Holy, holy. And soon we were riding on that wave with the Lord. Ho yananandeta bashata. He is here. Hey, no mama, I'm a shut down here.
He's here. Just cry out to him. I want you. I want you. I want more of you, your presence, you, your face, your eyes. Oh. Wow. It's touching, Lord. The relentless one is here. Just come, just come, just come forward. It's a powerful release right now. Lord is touching the deepest parts of our soul. Let our spirits rise right now to see your face, to see your eyes. Wow. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Immersion. It's not a one time. It's an immersion. vision and the power and the presence of the Lord. We bless what you're doing. Only you can do this. Thank you for messing us up. Thank you for messing up our perfect world. Ha 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 ha. When I was imparting to the team, I think it was the first night. Where's Stephanie? They were all really serious and were sitting around our table. And I had my serious face on. And I said, there are rules here. You can see she took it so well. So I said, get your notebooks out and write this down. Serious. Come here, Haley. These are standards for living in frontline and forever. And write down, number one, these ladies are going to give you the first four. They've learned these rules well.
Rule number one, stay drunk. Rule number two, ha 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 ha. Rule number three, it works. Rule number four, refer to rule number one.
That was our structure for the team. Now, you may not quite track with that. It's kind of fun. But when we're intoxicated in the presence of the Lord, we receive and things happen. If we say, I don't know how to do that, he says, probably so. But he is our key, he is our answer. And we had many more points, but those first four were the topper. When we met with Pastor Jose during he was with us the whole time, but one of the impartations, I think both of you ladies told him what our rules were for frontline, and he laughed. Yeah, this is good. Oh. When we're really safe in his presence and drinking, as Andy was, and hungering and thirsting after him, these are not just words that we say to sound like, oh gosh, maybe something cool will happen. We really mean it. God wants that to look like something for us. Oh, he's already here. He's already been moving. I sent a text to Pastor Jose saying we had arrived yesterday. We came back from Mozambique yesterday and had a time that was beyond our wildest expectations. A time that was, we couldn't put it into words what we experienced. We experienced the resurrection power of the Lord. We saw him move, change regions, change lives, bring the dead to life. You know, it's pretty cool. We saw him heal many, bring in 200 people on their knees quickly to receive him in a village. I like that. And the Lord, I am the only one where your eyes need to be focused on. I am the only one. Pastor Jose responded today with the text, saying thank you for the words we said, and God bless you. Yes, we are family, and ha, 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 ha. Just keep drinking of the Holy Spirit. We had an incredible time, and I asked Andy, I don't know exactly what it is, but Andy, to get a couple of clips for you, and I think he did that this morning, because we haven't had a lot of time. And so he has something, and he's going to tell you what it is. Please, where are you, Andy? There you are. And then we'll show some pictures. But what we want to do is strengthen each other in the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit more and more and more, because he's really up to something, and it's beyond what we can see right now. All right, let's, well, give me your Andy. How many? 30. Okay. We are organizationally disorganized. Okay, we just got back from Africa yesterday, so. All right, well, we have something. Let's show the pictures. Let's do that. I don't know. It's a schedule. Oh, good. Oh, that's good. Yeah, I do. They're somewhere. I think they're in my... Where's my black bag? Is it in the last row? Can you guys bring that up? It's in that black and white thing, James. One thing about this team, before we show the pictures, I want to tell you... And we're going to do a drama. The team doesn't know this yet. But one thing that I want to say about this team, I was so honored and privileged. I've been on more mission trips than I really know how many there are. We're close to 50, 45 to 50 somewhere, mission experiences. This team was exceptional in humility. This team was so easy. This team flowed in the power and presence of the Lord, thereby releasing a unity that was superb. There was intense ministry. There were upgrades, steps up, always, because we go from glory to glory. But what I found from this group was such a hunger for him and a willingness to completely lay down and not be thinking about SELF. And that made it really fun. So I thank you guys for that. I told you already, but the Lord really allowed us to go to places that haven't been tapped yet because of that dynamic. And I pray that that continues on all the trips as it was here. I can't say it's my favorite team, because I say that every year. This is my favorite team. So I don't say those things, but I do. But I do want you to know that these precious ones grew in humility before the Lord. And so I watched the Lord release himself through them, and that was just a warming thing for me as a spiritual mama, watching the team grow and preferring each other. So it was a lot of preferring. I was never alone except with the Lord. We were always together in every place, every house, not even a house, church, tent, or whatever. We were always together. So there was a unity. I think the Lord was saying, experience this, because you're going to see more of this in frontline, more of this unity, which we already have, but it's growing, more of this family unity that's increasing, because the power is released through that. The Lord says it's no more one-man show, one-woman show, in any way, shape, or form. Not that it has been, but the Lord's wanting each one of us to examine ourselves. He's saying, when he says all hands on deck, he's saying we're in the deep waters. So what you want to do for yourself, calling it for the Lord right now, may not necessarily be the case. He's saying all hands on deck, because I've got a plan that you don't quite understand yet. And we're just beginning to untap it. It's like, oh my gosh, I spent a lot of time crying on this trip in my team has seen me break down and wah, because the Holy Spirit was just so amazing, taking us to these new heights. So thank you, team. Proud of you. Very proud of you. Good people. God bless you. The women and men in purple. Good job. Okay, we're going to look at some of these. Hey, you know what? The purple shirts, we just did that because when we were traveling, it was so easy to spot each other with these shirts. It was great, wherever we were. So we're not trying to be rigid, similar to the army. We all have to look alike. It's not like that. Get your team shirt and you're cool. No, it really has helped and spotted. When we were in the airports, on the planes, in villages, wherever we were, and we had these on, it just drew attention to the Lord. And so it helped us with an answer in season. So anyway, come on up here, guys, because you have lots to say about these. We're going to show you some things, and it's for the children. So hang on, little kids. You'll get somewhere soon. And we do have, you can just sit. Just sit and find a place. And they're used to me just passing the mic anyway. I didn't hold the mic first couple of days, I think, or day or so. So just invited, I said, Justin, come up here and go speak. So he did. So we had a lot of that. It was amazing. At the end of the trip, the Lord gave us a gift that was beyond what we understood. We'll tell you that. So hang on. As you see some of these pictures, you won't even believe your eyes. So lots of things. Ah! There you are. Ready? This is good. You got your shirt on now. That's great, Andrew. Good job. So we're going to pass this out. I haven't looked at these pictures yet. You might have seen some of them. Troy's coming, Andy's coming, so we're going to put these up. But we just want to give you some highlights. Why? We don't like little mission ditty reports. We like to encounter the Lord. It's not just something we say. We really mean it. So as these fellow troopers explain some things, I really believe God's going to raise the bar. He's already doing it. Freely we've received, amen? So we freely give, and he kept doing that more and more on this trip. Oh, come on up, Michael. You're purple-shirted. All right, do we have these pictures? Not really. Trying to fix them? Oh, that's okay. I don't care. That doesn't mean anything. We were there. Just put it up. It's not a problem. We really don't care about the order. Hey, Jamie can help. She can start with the mic.
Picture number one. So as you can see, we started out, we believe we're nothing. We go low. So this was in Chamoyo. Oh, we should all be brief, right? I want to be brief. Okay. I can say so much about this picture because those are African children, and they're all holding notebooks and pens in their hands, and we had the opportunity, without taking away what anybody else will say, we just had the opportunity to visit a village where there was a children's center, and we spent an entire week there with these kids. So they were orphaned and brought into this center, and we had the opportunity of spending each day with these kids and imparting to them several things. And so this picture in particularly, we had a soaking time with them, and we had some impartation prior to this too about soaking again, but it took another day really to just sink deep in. It was really awesome. The Lord used all of it to teach us and to teach them. And so we laid down, we sang the new song that you heard at the end of the service. That was a new song that we wrote in Portuguese really quickly so that we could sing it at Crusade. Andrew and I were like, Andrew, we're going to write a song. Because we had somebody, he was an interpreter, he was awesome, and there are lots of songs that are translated into Portuguese from many songs that we know here. So he could speak Portuguese, but he couldn't necessarily write it. And we had our bus driver who I couldn't read his chicken scratch. And so Troy went away, and I looked at Andrew and I said, we're going to write a song. It's going to be simple. We're going to use the words that we know, and we're going to use a chord progression from one of the songs that we know too. So bing, bam, boom, we came up with a song. But anyway, we sang over these kids, and PMP imparted a little bit to them as well. And so afterwards, there were a few of them that had seen new colors. There was one child who was the son of the pastor who felt peace inside of his heart. He testified to that. So this is brand new to them, totally brand new. They had not experienced this type of stuff before, resting and laying in the Lord's presence, even in quiet. So many times here we're used to listening to music, but just in silence and just speaking goodness over them. And so they were able to receive notebooks and pens to journal and record all the things that they would hear and see from the Lord. So it's awesome. It was an Iris Ministries Children's Center, yeah, children's home, yeah. So,
this is the same place in Chamoyo. And as you can see, we gave them backpacks as well for school. 1 second, sorry. The next picture. Oh, this is really cool. I think it was one of the first days we got into Chamoyo, the place we've been talking about. We had a really awesome time. We had a lot of free time when we first got there. So we used that free time to really spend with the kids and really impart to the kids. And we really didn't know what we were doing at first at all. But we sat them all down on a tarp and we just began to share with them, you know, about the Father's love and what it looks like, you know, what love looks like, and, you know, really going to, like, the practical things about, like, you know, Holy Spirit, Father, and, you know, Jesus, and, like, how they all are connected and how they're all separate but still the same. It was really awesome, and I think they really got it, and each, like, I think it was me, I was Jesus, Spencer was the Father, right there. And Justin was Holy Spirit. And yeah, we were a sweet team. Yeah, and then it was really cool because at the very end, it's probably one of my favorite parts about the whole trip, actually, which is awesome I'm talking about it. There was a treehouse, like a clubhouse, like right up there. And we were all up there, you know. So we invited the kids up, like as a picture, you know, like the, you know, come up and be with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And when they were coming down, the rest of the team got in like a prayer tunnel type thing. And when everyone came down, they came down one at a time in a single line. And they just got to pray over all the children and like just speak words of life over them. And I mean, there, you can tell like from the beginning of when we started doing this to the end, like their countenance, like their total, everything changed. Like, I think Pastor Jose was saying about like how some of them that weren't smiling before and didn't seem like they had joy before, after we left and after all this took place, there was something different about them. So it was really awesome to see like God touching their hearts, you know, like seriously, genuinely touching their hearts. And it was humbling and awesome at the same time. And I loved it. And they got saved and filled with the Holy Spirit as well. So, yeah, it was awesome.
Am I going over this picture? Okay. And this was one of the pictures, too, that showed, they were soaking. And I think that's when Jamie and Andrew were playing. Were you playing that song that we were singing? Oh, that was the day that they made up the song. And then the kids were able to sit there and soak and just, before that we had used that bucket that's in the background and we showed them soaking, like with a sponge. So that they could, it was something simple for them to understand, so that they would understand being in the presence of the Lord. And then that kind of goes back to like the journals that they got. So they were able to journal these things down after they spent time in the presence of the Lord. So, next picture. Okay. Is this a crusade? Like, okay.
you should.
This was, while we were staying at Chamoy on the Children's Center, this was the first church plant we went out to and for a couple evenings of crusades. And there are 14 people that came forward the first time, one of which you'll see a picture of in a minute, maybe, if Carl wouldn't know who it is. Oh, it's him. There we go. He kind of arrived slightly drunk, not Holy Spirit version, and like very, very slightly, mildly. And actually came forward at the time of salvation, had a chance to talk to him for a second, and came forward, received the Lord. And then when we got to a time of prayer for healing, he came up and I was asking him what's going on, you know, what happened. He said a tree branch fell on him. At least I think it was a branch. He said tree, but I think it meant branch. Or it was a small tree. But my Portuguese is still coming. So, but anyways, it fell on him about, I think it was a year earlier, and he was unable to raise his arm above his shoulder. And he showed it to me, and he was just, you know, kind of crouching down, wincing as he put it this high. So then there was a prayer from the front, and he was able to lift it up farther. I prayed it for him again. He lifted it up farther. Then I think Carly prayed again from the front, and I just said, try it again, you know, do it again. And he raised it straight up. You see him showing that in the picture here. So I told him, well, swing it around. So he starts going like this, just without any hindrance, no wincing. And, I mean, he'd, you know, gotten here, then here, and just each time reached his level. So it was really sweet what happened there. And that set up some more miracles that took place within that, which is possibly the next picture, depending on the order. Yes. Would someone like to share about this that knows it?
This was an amazing fun night at Chamoy. At the very beginning of this church plant, we were getting ready for our, you know, just dancing around with the kids or whatever, and we all just got whacked with the Holy Spirit, and we're just drunker than skunks. And it was so interesting because those guys that you showed earlier that came up in the row, they were praying to be free, and one of the guys that was praying to receive salvation, that was his hand. And his one finger, obviously you can see it, it's blatantly obvious, sticking out. So he got delivered from alcohol. He got saved, and then this problem with his finger, and Troy, yeah, and it was broken, and Troy had even to the point where, like, Troy was, I think you were leading him up, and he actually, like, hit his finger, and he reacted. He's, like, pulled his hand back in pain because it had hurt so bad. And then we prayed, and the Lord brought the finger back in, and he was completely pain-free, and it was just an awesome, amazing time. Yeah, and his friends were, like, bending it and messing with it and just... you know they're really healed when they're grabbing it. And but it was just that was just such an amazing, you know, testimony and one of the miracles. But it seemed like that finger healing released a whole bunch of finger and bone healings that after that. There were at least four or five... No, right. It was the shoulder that Troy was talking about. So the Lord went from the shoulder down to the fingers, and then it just kind of broke out from there, and it was awesome.
Yeah, we had several that in a row. This was kind of a new thing where the Lord was just healing bones. And so when he released that arm, these people came up, and it was just hand and wrist and fingers. It was just amazing. We just put our hands, boom, 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 on the people, and the Lord's power just instantly touched them and healed them. We have, what, four or five in a row? Something like that. Just complete healings and shifting of the bones. Just as we took my hand and went, boom, just touched them. Things like that happen. One lady, there were just so many quick healings. In one of these villages, had an older lady, African lady, had a heart problem. And when I didn't know what was going on, it was very chaotic sounding anyway. And she pulled me into her, and she took my hand. She grabbed my hand. Right in her chest, right there. And her heart was going, ba 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 ba. As soon as I touched her, it stopped. Not her heart, but it stopped. And she wouldn't let me go. And she was just, it wrecked me. It really did, to see the power of God so fast, so precise. And her whole life was changed instantly. And she was wrecked by that. And it did something to me personally. Because she had... probably not as many years as some of the younger ones left, and God just instantly touched her and healed her. So let's go to the next one. And there's Andrew and Jamie. With what? Just invited a little child to worship. So that was one crusade. I think we had about, what, 7 or 8 of the little ones that came up at towards the end. And so there was a lot of unity, even with the nationals there and the kids. So we tried to draw them in to some of the dramas, but also the worship. The worship definitely increased, even with the Mozambicans there. Typically, those of you who have been with us before know that Jimmy plays the keys, and we do drama. You know, it's been a little segmented, not this time. It was just, there was a blend. And Jimmy, if you remember him, he's the keyboardist. He was playing Te Adorare, the song that they wrote, and he was playing and singing with our team. So there was this symmetry that was new. It's really amazing. All right, next one. This is the Children's Center in Chamoya. When we got there, they were in disrepair, and there was no glass in the windows. And so we were not happy with that. And it was very cold. It was very hot here, but it was very cold there. It's their winter. And so we purchased glass and had it cut to fit, and we put windows we put the glass in the window panes. And we did that at the children's home, as well as buying them new mosquito tents, because there were things that weren't so good with the mosquito tents. So all of them had new mosquito tents. We bought blankets for their beds. It's very cold there. We bought the backpacks, and all of you contributed to that. So thank you so much. These children really needed an upgrade, and the Lord used us mightily. Pastor Jose kept saying, wow, the kingdom of God is here. We were working with them spiritually, physically, putting these window panes in, as you can see. Our team also painted murals in the back walls, which I think we'll see. They were so warm that night, it was amazing. Yeah, just keep going on that, guys. Just so there's our fish scene and sea scene on one of the back walls. Those are the mosquito nets that you're seeing right there. And our team just painted those for the beds for the children. Isn't that great? So we gave them a little bit of help there. There's another room where we had a big tree of life. And the detail was tremendous. And you're doing this right on this concrete block. And they were so changed. It was so amazing. What they said at the end was that when you came, our heads were down. When you left, our heads were up. And there was a kingdom release where the children felt that the dignity had increased in such a way for them. And they felt proud, they said. Not pride, but they felt proud. They felt encouraged. They felt as though they were worth something. They were very, very valuable. So it was very, very cool. And this is somewhere. I have no idea. What? 60? Is it a church plant, this one? Okay, it's in Susan Denga, that's right. We did so many of these. I'm just trying to remember. There's a crowd and there's people preaching. So many people got saved, healed, and delivered in Susan Denga. We planted a church here. It was about 2.5 hours away. We'd stay at the children's center, then drive out and come back. Andy was praying for deliverance for many in that crowd. Many got saved and delivered there. Okay, next one. This one, I don't know. What is it? Oh, this woman had... That's right, her eyes were healed. Guys, I'm so sorry. Don't think we don't take each person carefully personally. This just went on for 3 weeks, and it was constant. Everywhere we went, just to paint a bigger picture, there were clean sweeps of healing, deliverance, salvation. I was amazing. It's like the Holy Spirit came and descended on every place. I'm so serious. And it just blew it up. We came in as bombs, atomic spiritual bombs. And the place was undone and wrecked. And then we left. And we and some of the places we went back to. And this lady had problems with her eyes. I don't remember how long. We prayed for many who were blind and they were healed. But how long was this? Or what? She was dancing around and jumping because her eyes were healed. Isn't that cool? And you can see her eyes are filled with life and fire. So, and this one is another eye healing. What was the same one? Oh, yeah. Okay, this is a big deal too. This man had no eyeball. Some of you have heard the stories of some of the creative miracles that we have seen overseas. This is another one. This man was brought up front, and I pressed on his eyeball. There was no eyeball. So opened it up, and once again, you see a little dot. There was a pupil there and some pulpy mass and a little bit of the iris, and it was absolutely incredible because the man couldn't see. He had a sewing machine accident. I don't know what that means. By the time we would have found out what that meant, it would have been time to go home. So we just listened. Sewing machine accident in 2003 and was totally blind in that eye, completely, could see nothing. Prayed briefly and then asked the man if he could see anything. He said no. Okay, Holy Spirit, you're here and you're healing everybody. Everybody who wants to be healed is being healed. I mean, that's what was going on. And so all of a sudden he had a flash of light, then he could see light. I said, Jesus is healing you right now. He said, yes, I believe it. After that, put fingers up. He says, I can't see anything. I said, well, you will. So I took my fingers and moved it back and forth like this. Across, he says, I see moving fingers. He could see the fingers moving. I said, the Lord's increasing your sight now. He's increasing. Then I put the fingers up, and it was, I believe it was three, then two, then three, then two, then one. There were five. There was a progression. And he answered all of them. He could see the fingers. He could count. He didn't make any mistakes. He was totally accurate. Amen. Wow. And so after that, I said, can you see me? No. All right, you will. So he began to see the form, and then he saw my white face. And then we were cheering, look what Jesus has done. So I'm sure he saw it more clearly even after that. But God, there's a huge miracle. Huge, huge miracle. All miracles are huge. I can't explain it. I am not God. I don't understand it. When we pressed on his eye here, there still was no formed eyeball. Put your hand on your eyeball. Feel that. It feels like something. This thing had disintegrated since 2003. But the actual, you could look and see the veins and see this swimming mess on the inside. So, what was that? Was that the same thing? This is a little boy who was completely entangled, and he was 12 years old, is 12 years old. He couldn't move his hands or his legs very well, and he came up. He was in a makeshift wheelchair, so he was in some type of cart, and his hand was clenched like this. And so we were praying over him. His mind was not altogether there, so it looked like he had cerebral palsy and everything else. So it was one of those situations where, Lord, we wanted to see everything right now. But what we did see was that his hands loosened up, and then he started moving his fingers. They never saw that before. And we prayed for a long time, and then our team had to go. And we believe that God's going to finish that with him, just as he did with the man, with the creative miracle for the eye. So we saw other things starting to move. And I felt warmth in his legs when we all were standing around and praying, and warmth down here coming in. So God was definitely healing this little boy. So we're going to keep praying for him. What is this? Okay, this is the one where these people are on their knees. Can you guys see that? It was amazing. We preached at this church in the morning. We planted a church here. This is another church plant. Yeah, we did on Sunday morning. Oh, did we plant that one? Oh, that wasn't a church plant. Sorry. Amatanga. They have all the names. This is good. But we went there, and it was really kind of a dead place. So it was brought back to life. We returned that night, and we did a crusade outside, obviously. And 200 people, at least, came forward on their knees. Look at that. And were repenting, giving their life to Jesus. They were serious about it. They weren't just going, hey, yeah, sure, I'll raise my hand, Not that you can't be ha-ha-ha, but they were realizing there was a cost to pay that Jesus already did for us, and they wanted to know him, and 200 people came forward. And it was most of the crowd, so it's huge, a big deal. Yeah.
We were trying to draw people forward. Like, we already had the first, like, many people on their knees wanting to receive, and then PMP was calling more people out to... Like, she knew that there was more people who wanted to give their life to the Lord. And I saw this one, like, I think he was a teenage boy. And he was standing off to the side. And I noticed him with the very first call. He started to raise his hand, and then he put it down, and he was like, no. And then when she kept calling people out, I was just praying in the Spirit and, like, watching him. Because I knew the Lord wanted to draw him. And he then, like, they were like laughing at the people that were going forward, and then he nudged his friend and he's like, "You want to go up?" And his friend was like, "No," and he turned around and like bolted out of there. But then the other kid, he just walked forward and went down on his knee and put his head down and started praying out to receive the Lord as a savior. And it was just amazing to watch the process of, like, he was like laughing at the other people, and then like the Lord touched his heart and he was like, "Man," and then he just went forward and received the Lord.
And you know, that creative miracle stuff said, I was right in front of him, so you know, I saw some change. But she was standing about 10 feet away or something like that. From, and she was watching the bags, yeah. She had a very important job.
When the guy's eye was healed, I looked over, and like all I saw was like the gross mass of tissue in his eye, and then like a little bit of white, and it was kind of gross. And then I turned away. I was watching the bags, and I looked back up, and his whole eye was there. Like, the gross mass of tissue was gone, and it was his eye, and his, like, his eye was, like, trying to focus, and then it's, like, completely focused forward, and then I saw PMP, like, holding up numbers, and he was completely speaking them out, and it was just so amazing. Like, I was just watching the bags, and I got to watch the whole thing.
The eyeball still wasn't fully formed because I was pressing on it, but she was able to see a change from a distance, and you could see the iris. You could see parts of that, and the pupil was vibrating, like, the power of God was on him. It was very cool. And this is somewhere.
This was the second night of the crusade in Ubani. And we like to go out and see those groups, usually right before the crusade, and draw people in, tell people that there's a crusade that night. And I was with Andy and some other people. There's two teams that went out. And we walked a long way, and we had a short amount of time, but we actually were just going to turn around. We went far out, but at the very end, we saw a couple of buildings. So like, oh, we hit this place, and then we head back. And it ended up being a school, and there was probably about 75 kids that were in two classrooms. And then we talked to the teachers and just said, you know, would it be okay? Could we put on a drama? And she's like, yeah, yeah. So they all got into one classroom, and we put on the drama, and we just showed the Father's love. And afterwards, they released the kids, and all the kids, you know, went back to their homes, and I think they brought their families and stuff. So it was just a blessing that. Yeah. Do you want to add to that? Andy preached the gospel, and he asked if they wanted that to know Jesus inside of their hearts. And I believe all of them raised their hands and were saved. And it was just so precious, so special.
This was the in Ngambani. It's very hard to say some of these village names, but this is our first night there. This is our first night there, and it was a church plant, and we did dramas for them, we did dances for them, and it was a little rough pressing into this first night. There's a lot of witchcraft in this area, and however, the very first night that we did preach, and we presented the gospel and shared about God's healing touch and his love for them, there were some who did come forward to receive Jesus. I preached the gospel that night, and some came forward. And so you'll hear about the second night with deliverances with those who were involved in the occult and witchcraft as well. So this was a powerful night. So, and this is a gentleman who was bit by a cobra. You don't even see like the inside of his hand. It was pretty intense. Some of the infection that had grown around his hand, but it was swollen. And so I think prior to this, he had said that he was unable to bend and move his fingers. He was unable to do that as much, because obviously when your hand is there's inflation or whatever inflammation, he wasn't able to do that. So after prayer, he was able to move his fingers up and down, and the pain was lessening, and he had testified to this, and his countenance changed and everything, and he was expecting a miracle for his hand. And so that's this gentleman right here. So This is the back lady. Anybody want to share this one? Does it matter? What exactly, which number? This was a woman who was prayed for her back. Many times a lot of Africans, they always say that they have back problems. There's a lot of back pain, spine problems, bone stuff, just achiness in their body. So this woman received prayer, and then she came up. We have an opportunity at the end for people to come up and share their testimonies. Raise your hand if you feel a difference in your body. Do something different, like the same thing that we do here, and we encourage them to try something new, step out in faith, and feel a difference. And so this woman, that you, as you can see, she's trying it out, and beforehand she was unable to do that, so she bent over, and there was no pain, and she's even smiling. That's a big deal when they even smile, and they their face shows what's happening in their body. God is touching them, and he's healing them. And so this woman was encouraged as a result of that, and so it was really powerful. Simple problem, simple God heals it. So it was awesome. Andy maybe wants to, or Peter. Peter with
the witchcraft. This young man was bound by a lot of things. It was like he wasn't there. There's a lot of witchcraft. This young man here is the nephew of his uncle's a witch doctor, and so he worked with his uncle. And this particular night, he got completely set free. There's a fun story that goes with this particular young man. By the time we got to him, Pastor Mary Pat was praying for him, began deliverance, and she invited us over to just continue praying for him because there's other healings taking place. And because there was just an outbreak that night, it was really amazing. God was doing a real powerful work. Lots of team members were in different places praying for people, going through the crowd, really working through the crowd. There's a lot of release this year in a way that really letting people go. Get out into the crowd. We were encouraged, get out in the crowd, get out there, touch people, pray for people. And so this is just an extension of that. This particular man, when we started, you can kind of see him looking around, just wasn't there. And as we continued to pray, continued to take authority, and he began to receive deliverance. And I'd like Andy to go in further to the further detail, because there's a fun little story about a knife.
So we were praying for this man, and like as Peter said, he prayed for him, and the head went back, and we were like, we've seen that. We know what that is. And actually, at one point he was praying, he actually had like a black band around his neck and one on his wrist that sometimes they just have, you know, signifying they're involved in witchcraft. And as you were praying for him, he actually, in the middle of the prayer, like pulled them off and broke them, which was, we're like, wow, that's pretty impressive. So we're praying for him, and needless to say, some ladies from the village pointed out that that he has something in his back pocket. And we're kind of positioned, and I look, and I see, and you couldn't really see because of the way his shirt was, but I kind of lifted his shirt up, and there's a handle of a knife that's like sticking up about this big.
It was a machete.
Huh? And it was a machete. And the blade, I mean, if you were standing there, the knife was probably from like his waist down to like here. And you couldn't tell. And we're like, so we kind of took him to the side to try and pray for him more, you know, for what the Lord was doing. And needless to say, we took it out, and a surprise African church member also like kind of took the knife at the same time. And so we're kind of like, who are you? What are you doing? It was crazy. But then the knife was ushered off to the side. Everything was safe. And the amazing thing was that Troy, using his amazing Portuguese, God for that, actually this guy, his wife had died 3 years ago, and so he was raising two kids, and the only job that he had was working for his uncle, who was the witch doctor. And he completely repented. He completely like gave his life over to the Lord. He got saved. At the end of the prayer, right, Troy, he was totally like releasing the whole scenario, the whole situation. And it was just an amazing testimony of seeing where he was at the beginning, from just being completely demonized to at the end being completely free. And he was definitely connecting with the pastor and continuing on freedom. And it was just amazing. It's one of my favorites.
This was our third church plant, and we had an incredible amount of prayer prior to coming into this village. And about an hour out, my head started pounding, and I was not sick on this trip. Thank God. We had really good health. Praise the Lord. Thank you for praying. Thank you, Jesus. But my head started pounding, and I know what that typically can be. So I just ignored that. We just kept worshiping the Lord. So when we came in the first night, we had some measure of release, but it was as though you were ministering in mud. It was really difficult. And the team did a super job. They had really been stepping out, but they had challenges even getting the words out clearly. And so some of them who came up to share the gospel after the dramas and all of that came up as teams. It just seemed confusing. And Jamie was also leading to Christ those who were there, and there was just confusion. And she gave a very clear word. So there was a lot of witchcraft. There was a lot of occult activities. Like, well, Lord, you're bigger than this. What's going on? Well, the second night, I wasn't preaching the first night, but the Lord was telling me there are certain things very specifically. And so we have great team time. And this team is was a pressing in team, realizing that things just were off a little bit. Don't understand why. And they had been doing absolute amazing things in the Lord. The Lord was just moving through them, and they still were doing that night, but there was resistance. And so as we talked through that, prayed through that, and the humility in this team, just inviting the power and presence of God, night number two was just a clean sweep. It was amazing. Like, bam, all these people came forward, gave their lives to Jesus, called forth all the witches, all the ones who were involved in witchcraft. Come on up here. God's going to free you now. So 10 of them came up. Boom, 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 boom. Just did what, hello, here I am. You don't just do that. Oh, yes, I'm a witch. Hello, what do you need? And came up, and they're all getting set free. So as we're praying through this, then number 11 comes up with the big saber in his leg. It's like, whoa, okay. So at one point, and his eyes are looking kind of shaky, and he's manifesting. He tried to grab my wrist, and he tried to grab my hand to take it right where that knife was. And I just shook that loose. And the people around were so much in love with Jesus at this point, because many had gotten saved. This was after the healings. They were the ones telling us, he's got a knife. It was no prophetic, wow, we know he has a knife. They were coming up and telling us that. And so as we're trying to figure out how to handle this, as Andy said, we realize that the enemy likes a show. He likes to draw attention to himself, and we're just not going to participate in that. So we took him over to the side, and what they were telling you is this man who had one leg on crutches just came out of nowhere. And like wildfire, like boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, came up and just took the knife out and kept going. And we just went, what just happened? It's like, wow, God, you're so smart. And he got freed, he got saved and freed, and it was really an amazing thing. So there's a cool thing. When you see the power of God, it was as though the Lord came in and said, excuse me, this is my village, not on my watch. And it was a clean sweep. And after that, we did everything out of order. You know, we usually have done things a certain way, and God shook that up. So then they did a dance for the ones who had come in because they had heard all the commotion. And after this dance, I said, Andy, go on up and get the rest in. So there were a handful of people that came up and got saved after that. So it was really cool. Are we ready for the big surprise now? This is the last picture of Mozambique. Okay, let's show the video now. Open road. There's more.
The baby?
No, there's one more. Oh. Okay, the first night we were, first night of ministry, second night of ministry, we were called to go into, to do a conference last minute. We had a youth conference the first night, second night, everything changed on the way there. Pastor Jose said, you're not going there anymore, you're going here. And we said, okay. We just flow together, and things changed. So we walked in, and there was a speaker who was going to speak from America. So he was not aware that a team of 14 was coming in. So I went up and greeted him and said, hello, how are you? And I'm going to speak too. So here we are. So that kind of was a little interesting thing. This is it right here. There was a youth or a pastor's conference. So I only had a little bit of time because they were splitting the time. So we only had about 45 minutes or so. And here's the really cool thing. On the way over there, I said, Holy Spirit, what in the world are we getting into? What do you want to do? What's this going to look like? What should we do? And we did that in every case. He spoke clearly to me. out of John chapter 11 and said, I am the resurrection of the life. He who believes in me will not die, yet he who believes in me will live, yet he will die. And he goes on to say, he spoke that to me, and then he said, Lazarus. That's all I knew. That's it. So I got there, and I thought, okay, God, I'm going to preach on John 11, maybe? No, I didn't. Preached on some other things, but I spoke this out. I didn't preach from that passage other than that. And I spoke that out and then called for healing at the very end. This lady comes up, and sometimes in Africa they don't have it real accurate with how long they've had a pregnancy going. But I felt her, and it appeared as though, I don't know exactly. She said, well, I'm about 4 months along, probably, but it's been 2 months since the baby has moved. So she probably was about 6 months or more, maybe, I don't know, 6 months, because I know pregnancy, you actually have a child here. And she said, though it was 2 months that she didn't feel movement, that could be less than that. I don't know. So we did the best we could. So I put my hand on her belly, and it was at the very end of the time that I had to preach. And in Jesus' name, declared life. And the baby was about this long. So I don't know how big that is, but it wasn't 2 months or 3 months. And I felt the baby move. I felt the baby quiver. It went like this. I felt it with my hand. The whole baby shook. And it was like, oh my gosh. And she had tears coming down, and my time was up. It's like, oh my gosh, whatever was that? It was a big deal. So the next day, I was told that we were coming back. That night they said, you're coming back in the morning and you're going to finish the conference. So I came and had a whole lot of time in the morning. That lady came back, praise the Lord, and because there was not even a testimony time. I didn't even get to say, ah, this baby raised from the dead. There's a live baby in her room. We just couldn't even do that. But the Lord wanted to receive all the glory. He wanted it all to be about him and the resurrection power. And so this lady was there and had time to develop it, preach from John 11, some of it anyway, and bring her up. That's the lady right there. And she was one happy lady because she has a baby who's living and moving now inside of her that wasn't before. Amen. And that was the word of the Lord. Is that cool? Really, really amazing.
Okay, if you wanted to share this, right? So this is really cool because she preached about resurrection life. And this woman, here we had a time for people to come up. Ben Peters, he was the second speaker, and he had people come up. And we were also welcome to pray for people. And this woman just came up to receive prayer in the fire of the Lord. And she came the next morning. So go to the next picture. She came the next morning. That's her there. That's her husband and her son in the middle. There, this young man in the middle, his name was Junior. And for 2 weeks, he had experiencing body pains and stomach problems. And he was getting weaker and weak. And he was not eating as much. His father was trying to help him eat. The Friday night that we preached, this young boy went to bed. The next morning, he got out of bed, and he collapsed on the floor. His legs were numb. He was not able to walk. Just nothing was there. So the father wanted to take him to the hospital, see what's wrong, because they were very concerned. This was going on for 2 weeks, and all of a sudden, he collapses out of his bed when he gets up to try to walk. But his mother said to the husband and the son, I was at this church last night at this conference. They're both pastors. Together, they're a married couple. And she said, I felt the resurrection life in this place. We need to take our son to this church. So they carried him. He could not walk at all. He was unable to. I don't care if it was only one night that he lost movement or whatever. He could not walk. So they had to carry him to their vehicle, brought him to the church, carried him out of the church to the seats. And by the time it was time for people to receive prayer, they drug him up to the front, both parents on both sides. The kid could not walk. And in the middle of us praying for other people, Amy was one person, whoever she is, who actually did lay hands on him, and some of the other pastor did as well. All of a sudden, he's walking around the church and people are cheering. There are so many other things going on. He's just walking around the church, testing it out, looking at everybody. And I'm up there singing. Nobody's getting this because I actually got to meet the mom. And I said, somebody, he's walking. He could not walk before. So we were able to get his picture, and I think that maybe the next one shows him kneeling down, I believe. And he was smiling. He testified of it as well. He could speak English, and so it was powerful.
That's cool. Those are the kinds of things that happened wherever we went. We just expected the more, expected that the Lord was going to complete it. And people were telling other people because there was so much excitement in the air and there was so much power that was being released. And people were telling their friends and neighbors and family members to come, which is good. Any more from this or can we go to the video? Yes, go to the video. Okay, here we go. It's a guy who was lame and he's healed. He took his stick and he walked across the room. He couldn't walk without it before, and then he walked all around the room. It was really cool. That was the same place. Are there any more, Jamie? That is it this time. Okay, we want you to see this video. Kids, you've been really patient. You're going to really like this. We hope. We have tons of footage, and we're trying to figure out how to put it all together. We just haven't had time. We'd like to show you what a real crusade looks like, African style. People are asking us in the airport, what's a crusade? Well, it's an open-air meeting, and the Lord draws them from everywhere and whacks them good. So.
Hi. Hello. We are here at Masiene and the district of Shai Shai. So we are...
Turn it up a bit,
please. Ngangaleni district. So we are with our... a lead of the community. He is leading all this land here. So when you need the land, first you come to him, and then he is writing a letter to government that he had accepted you. So
this is pastor.
From here where we are is where the land is beginning for people that has projects. And for this case, we are pioneers because we are the first ones to come here. And then there's an interesting story here.
This is pastor.
Because we can see the mountain where during the civil war people was coming to hide.
I don't hear it.
And they call it America. Speaking. They named the mountain America.
This
Why?
Mountain
because
is named America.
In higher place, and they could see everybody when was coming, and they could see very far from here was a tower, so a very strong tower, because when they was coming here, they were safe. The killers, they couldn't find them and see them. So praise God.
So it was a strong tower.
And we praise God because of this. And you can see the rain. In Africa, people are believing in strong way that when they are doing something and rain will come, there's a blessing. Mm. So we believe also that we are blessed.
And
praise God. Let's go
the other side
of the mountain to see.
To see the waves.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, man.
From here, I think it's a few meters.
Can you pause it for a second?
Waves.
Just pause it.
And hear the sound clearly.
Yes.
Okay, what he was saying, just in a nutshell, if you couldn't understand him, we were on our way to the shore, the sea, and there was a big hill or a mountain, and the Africans had named this mountain America because during their civil war, they had to hide from those who were trying to kill people. And so this was a high place, so they could see for miles around. And there was also a valley below that. Pastor Jose didn't know any of this. The people who were walking with us to this land, on this land, these people were telling us all these things. Pastor Jose did not know that this land on the sea was open. He felt that the land that we have been looking for frontline, because the Lord told us you'll have land in Mozambique, we have had different opportunities for certain types of land. And we've waited to see what God really wanted to do. So we had opportunities. If we would have pushed and said, there's a yes here, we'll take it, that wouldn't have worked. God said, I have something bigger and I have something better for you, and you'll know that it's me. And so we've been waiting for a while to see what God was going to do. This is the trip. This is what he's doing. So we're walking as pioneers, and the people who were with us, the Africans, were calling themselves pioneers. And we were walking as pioneers because we're walking in virgin territory. It was uncharted, untouched, completely purified. And so now we are approaching the sea. Okay.
So we are still going there.
We are still on
Let's
the way.
Go to sea.
Let's go to
Let's
see
go
the
to the sea.
Sea.
This was a 10-hour walk, 8 to 10 hours total. Miles, not hours. Sorry, it seemed like it. In the sand. Yeah, it took us about four hours up and back. That's our land. We now own this land. This is the land that God has given us. We're standing on our land, okay? Now watch what happens here. This is all, look at this beach. Well, that's not the beach. That's the place that we came down from. Now we're on the beach. I'm saying something. I'm pretty excited. Is there any sound?
I just want to say...
That's all ours.
This is Gangaleni. What?
Okay, we'll fix this for next
what
time.
What we did, we was measuring 500 meters. That's for us.
That's all ours. That all belongs to
so
us.
So we are thankful we received it. We will be happy when you will show us love and a spirit of union.
They're putting the marker up now.
We are waiting to hear from you what you're going to do for the community.
This is the chief.
Also, we are asking that when you will begin to work here, don't bring workers from other sites. You will have
look at that's all ours.
People from here. Thank you very much.
We are so grateful to you.
Andy, should I narrate or is there anything you could hear?
We see the love in your eyes and the strength of God in your life. And we desire to stay connected because that's what love does. Stay connected
together.
To see the kingdom of God come and be realized in this region. So it's an honor and privilege to know you. Thank you so much for what you've done. And we too look forward to what God is planning for this place. And we desire to see many blessings. And we know that's God's intent. So we bless you in the name of Jesus. And we bless this land in the name of Jesus. And we just say thank you, Lord, for this is your kingdom place. And we believe that so many people will be touched. And heaven will come to earth in this place.
as we seek your face together. And people from all over the world will know of this place and be blessed. And this will be a great place of rest and favor of the Lord. So we dedicate this land to you, O God. Thank you for our new friends. May you be richly blessed. As we agree together for God's kingdom to come. Thank you, Lord. You are shining on this, Lord.
The
sun just opened
up at
that moment.
Thank you, Lord, for this great day.
You are
so amazing. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Man. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, let me tell you, according to Troy's calculations, we are now the owners of 60.56 acres on the ocean, given to us. We did not buy it. It was given to us. 60, that's 60.56. If it's not accurate, take it up with Troy. That's what I was told. 0.65. Okay, 60.65. I want to be accurate. And so what was really cool about this, it was such the hand of God, you could feel the peace the entire time. You could feel the connection of heart with the local leaders. They've already said yes. The mayor who is in China... If I don't understand that. But he's in China, the mayor of this area. He's in China for some, maybe he's a businessman too. He needs to come back and give his final okay, which they've already gotten, but officially that's their tradition. And they just finished the paperwork. It's already been agreed on, approved. And there was just such love. We're going to put a well in there for the community. And we're just absolutely amazed what we believe that God wants to do, among other things, that this is going to be an international base. Who believes that? International base. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And a place where worship, where leaders, pastors and leaders from around the world will come to be able to seek the face of God. That's an explosion, where there's an explosion of peace, presence, and the atmosphere of God. The kingdom right there to be able to rest, to be able to receive. For other pastors and leaders in Mozambique and other countries in Africa to also come, be recharged, be refreshed for meetings, conferences. That's just the beginning. That's the initial vision of worship that the Lord's given to us for that place, worship and increase for leaders around the world. When we were in Brazil, we were telling Pastor Jerseo in January and even last year, we have this land. We're just wanting to see how it's going to come together. We hadn't seen this. And you'll be coming and resting before the Lord on the ocean. But it's not just a place of rest, although that's enough. 60 acres, 60.65, God's going to do some other things. I told Tom we need to meet this week about Frontline Training Center. So many of you know in 2 weeks we need, isn't this funny, $60,000 for this place just to finish, to secure this place in Ohio. And he gives us the very week or weeks we need this money to come in. He gives us 60 acres of land, 60.65 acres of land. I just find that so funny. We had no idea it was this big. Pastor Jose said over the months, all of this land is all coming to pass. We've all met with the leaders. Everything is working and we'll see it on this trip. He's very low key. So he didn't tell me how big this was. Last year, or 2 years ago, Pastor Bill and I were riding in this 4x4, and this other chief of another village took us, and he said, you can have as much land as you want. Remember that? And it was incredible. We didn't have peace. I mean, come on. You got an African saying that to you. And we just had that feeling of ick. Like, thank you. That's so nice. As much as you, as far as you can see, whatever you want, you can have. And we didn't, it just wasn't God. We didn't know why. We could have had that. Had we pushed for that and said, oh, thank you, and then moved in there, I don't know what would have happened. But the Lord said, wait for my very best. And when it's me, you'll really know it. And we all knew it when we were in Africa. And I called my husband and told him, we're going to go see the land and we're going to dig a well. And oh boy, I wish you were here. It's just so exciting. Andy. Andy and Troy and Jamie and Amy got to go with us, and there was a whole other thing going on, a big explosion in the spirit with the rest of our amazing team back where we initially parked the bus. But go ahead with what you were going to say.
A really cool thing. I'll get the picture later because it you can't see it on this because of compression quality and all that stuff. But anyway, I was putting this together this morning, and that guy's pant leg, see his pant leg? There's two words on his pant leg. Those words are stop and think. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, this guy's going up to put, like, a corner marker. And as he's going up, on his leg, it says stop, think. Like, that's crazy. So obviously this morning I'm like, Lord, I think you're saying something. Like, stop and think about this whole dynamic of land and what it means in Mozambique and everything. And I just, to me, that was like a little bit of the icing on the cake of Holy Spirit. You have to yeah, pretty much. Which I think also ties into the vision that we have for the land, as it being a place of refreshing and stopping and meditating on the Lord and all that. So that was crazy. So I'll get a better picture of that.
So more is coming. We're having a conference in October, and Mel Tari is going to be here, and Pastor Jose will be coming in, and also Michelle Perry, and then Bill and I will be speaking as well. So we're having a conference here called Relentless Pursuit. And isn't it funny that the Lord wanted this to be secured prior to that? He has a big international plan in Mozambique with the ministries, Iris Ministries we partner with, and he's got something here that is beyond any ministry, but he's giving the land to us. And what he said, what the people said is this, you are the first. You are the first. And they're so excited to actually participate in something like this. They recognize that this is a very big deal, and they're the ones giving us the land, and they want to see it explode for Jesus. Pastor Jose has a very strong entrepreneurial spirit, and whenever the business community connects with the spiritual community, so to speak, the missionaries and pastors that we would represent on that front as well, and also the government, when three of those areas come into alignment, you have got major outpouring, major revival. And so Pastor Jose also has another ministry called Linha de Frente, which means in Portuguese frontline, which is just incredible. So this, we can see this as our international ministry base for Africa and beyond. And this is not just Africa, but this is way beyond what we can understand and see. So when you've heard from Michelle Perry, from Mel Tari, from us for a long time now, all hands on deck, the Lord is saying, what you're thinking you're doing about what's so good for your own gifts and purposes and this and that, that's lovely. But if it doesn't match up with what I'm doing right now, it's not me and not my timing. And I'm going to grow you up to see it. And so we've been talking about that, and more is going to come. But the Lord is saying, Frontline, I've chosen you. You may look small, but I am a big God. I've got something you aren't going to see yet, so God's going to explode it. So we need to believe together for $60,000 in the next 2 weeks. We've been told we need it. We have to have it to have this place secured. And the reason it's now is because every bit of money that has come in since the beginning of this ministry, we've given away. You come in, you can see, right? We've not spent it here, obviously. So now we're being told that money needs to come in right now by those who have said that for this place. And we've been graced with some, and now we have to believe together. This is a faith, exciting time of faith for all of us to say, Lord, you're going to do it. We're going to see it all come in and then some, so that we can do what we need to do here, because God is saying this is just the very beginning for this place. And so we need to have all hands on deck for faith in believing. And we're not worried about it. I told Pastor Jose, oh, we've got this quote-unquote bill facing us, and we're laughing. He's sending us to Mozambique. He's sending Bill's team to China, and we're going to Ghana, Lord willing, in a few weeks. And we want to say right now that we have land in Ghana that a Muslim chief has given us, virtually 22 acres, and we've already begun building there, and we've done Kingdom Bible schools. The Lord said, that's great. Now I'm going to almost triple it in Mozambique. What are you going to do about that? I mean, it's really cool.
And we also want to welcome Samuel Guacapom Jr., Nisaki, right here. Stand up. Come here. Nisaki. We all know Pastor Samuel. Come here. Oh. I think when we first started going to Ghana, Samuel was 7, if I'm not mistaken. He was a little guy, and he's not anymore. My gosh, you're even taller than me. And so Samuel is Pastor Samuel's son, and he arrived yesterday, Friday, that's crazy, from Ghana, and he's going to go to college here. He's going to be with us in Frontline. Woo! And he's living with Josh and Christy and Judah and Josiah right now. And so I want to properly introduce, for those of you who love him as we do, Nisaki Guacapom. We dearly love him. And he is amazing. I remember when he was 7, he had such a hunger and passion for the Lord. He asked me if he could pray for me when I wasn't feeling well. Do you remember when you were really little? I'll help you remember. I just remember it. It was just this pure-hearted little guy. And he wanted to pray for me because I was sick. I wasn't feeling well. And it was just, I thought, oh my gosh, he's a powerhouse in the making. And he also has amazing gifts, abilities, talents from God. We give all the glory to God. But he's like many here who can sit down and put their hands on a keyboard and just start to play something. He has that same gifting to be able to just try something new and trust God for the results. So I can just see him with us right now, and God's going to blow up. God bless America. Samuel Jr. is here. It's really great. Nisaki is here. So you get to know him. Introduce yourself to him. We welcome you so much here in our family and in our hearts. Amen. So he's from Ghana. Amen. I just talked to his dad yesterday. Life Christian Center. Oh, man. Well, Carly and a few others are going to finish this off. There's so much more, but it's, you know, can't stay all day unless you want to. And while we were looking at the land, and you can imagine how this wrecked me. I mean, they have seen me in tears how many times? I don't know. Oh, my gosh, Holy Spirit, I can't believe this. Wow, God, international base all over the world. Right here, 60 acres. Woohoo. Okay, Carly's ready. And somebody who hasn't spoken yet, come up with her. Come on, who hasn't spoken yet up here? Come on, come on. Anybody else? All right, so we left and came back. We thought it was a 20-minute walk in the sand. And again, it was four and a half hours later, right? So we left the bus with our team on the bus. See you soon.
So, yes, as P&P said, her and the rest of our SWAT leaders and Pastor Jose all went off to see the land, and we stayed on the bus, and just as we were on the bus, it started to rain, and you may or may have not heard Pastor Jose in the video that rain, in Mozambique, they see rain as a blessing. So the fact that it had started to rain while they were going to see the land definitely, you know, was a blessing from the Lord. But where we were on the bus, it really started to rain pretty hard, and it was a cold rain. So we are just thinking, they're walking, and this probably isn't the most comfortable circumstances, atmosphere, you know, environment to be walking in. So we just started to pray against the rain. And it really, at first, it started raining even harder. And we're just like, this is not okay. So the whole team that on the bus just really started praying out, you know, one at a time, but all together also. We were just praying out against the rain. And in a matter of minutes, the rain totally stopped. And we just continued to pray for the sun to come out, and the clouds dispersed, and the blue sky came out, and the sun started shining down on us. So that was so awesome, and it just led into a time of worship. We put on Holy Ghost Party, and we're just singing and dancing in the bus loudly. The windows were open. The bus was shaking. And so we noticed that drew a crowd of Africans around the bus because they could hear us. They could see in the windows us just dancing around. And so then I was just like, wow, guys, we seem to have drawn a crowd. What do we do when we have a crowd of Africans? So
Somebody suggested, I don't remember who, it doesn't really matter. Someone suggested we go outside and do a drama for them. So we all just went out, and we performed the Heart Skit first. It was really cool, the whole thing, the the whole hour or so how it happened was that it flowed really well. And since none of the leaders were there to say, Bethany, you go explain this, or we're going to do the torn skit now, or whatever, it was just like we knew. Somebody stepped up and said, okay, we're doing the heart skit first. And everybody just sort of knew, like, and agreed, okay, we're and and I remember, I'm going to remember this moment for a while, right after the heart skit, because I was in it. And usually whoever's in it will, like, somebody who's in it is usually somebody who will also explain it afterwards. But Bethany was not in it. And me and her, we made eye contact right after the heart skit. And we just, like, I just remember looking at you and saying, like, are you going to do it or am I going to do it? And we just kind of knew, like, Bethany's going to explain it, even though she didn't have a part in the heart skit. And she explained it so well. And then that led into Torn and what? Sorry. And so that led right into Torn. And then I think I explained afterwards. And then Justin and Peter came out and explained the gospel. And, like, we had, I think, 35 people around approximately who prayed for salvation.
The first time it was Torn.
Okay, so the first time when we asked, like, throughout the net and had asked for people to receive Jesus into their hearts. And there was about 20 people who prayed. And then I think that led into healing.
Yeah, and like, and so we led into a time of healing, and a lot of people came forward and just, like, you know, for prayer. But before I tell about the healing, what was really cool that I just realized is that, like, none of us were all leaders, but none of us were, like, leaders in, like, we weren't SWAT leaders, we weren't SEALs leaders, like, there was no, like, leaders. It's like they all left to go to the beach, and it was like we're in this car. We had Holy Spirit, we're okay, but we were in the car, and so we were, and so they left us in the bus to go to the beach. but it was just really cool because it's like, you know, we weren't the leaders, but it's like God, like, we just flowed together, and you know, we didn't need a leader, because we are leaders, and we just stepped up to the plate and did what God wanted us to do. And it was really, really cool because we really flowed, like, as one, and like we just flowed as one, and it was so fun and it was so good. And so when we prayed for healing for people, there were so many people who are sick, who are just different problems, and one after the other, after the other, after the other, it was just healing, 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 healing. People were testifying. We had a translator, praise God, and it was really, really cool.
Yeah, with that, somebody had a word of knowledge about eye problems, and the group that we had, you know, was about 20 people. Maybe by that time it had gotten a little bit bigger, because as we were doing things, the crowd around us just got progressively bigger and bigger and bigger. And in the group of 20 or so people, I think at least 5 people raised their hand for eye problems. And one woman came forward, we prayed for her, and she said that her eyesight was restored. It had been, she hadn't been completely blind, but I guess for a year, she had had a problem seeing, and after prayer, her eyesight had been completely restored. There were a number of other people with eye pain who said that the pain left, and then that went into a time of healing for a lot of other things. And then after that healing, we noticed a bunch more people had come, and Andrew got his guitar out and started worshiping. So we went into a time of worship with them, but then noticed that there were a whole lot more people that hadn't been there the first time that we had prayed for salvation. So I'll let Spencer talk about that.
Before he does, we're going to close with one drama and then say goodbye in Jesus' name. So watch this, because what I would like you to consider is this. Many of you have come in, and you may not have, maybe you do, maybe you have issues with certain temptations in your life with drinking and different things. Then the Lord wants to set you free. But also, if that's not something that's really paramount in your life, I believe the Lord wants to raise the bar for each one of us, that if there's anything that could possibly be hindering us, that maybe we've been upset with the Lord, we've been fearful, or maybe we've even felt there's been some control for safety, that we've not been able to really let loose and feel the freedom of the Lord in whatever area it might be. This will be a drama that will just speak to your heart, and then we'll close in prayer. So if you guys want to get ready for that, we're going to start that right now as soon as Spencer finishes.
Well, after
I saw there were so many more people, and what Lord really put on my heart was relationship, where they're, you know, they knew they needed Jesus, and they had Jesus then, and then it was just, he was playing his guitar, and the worship, it was good, but I knew it could be better, and I just explained relationship, and expressed the Father's love to them, and the worship just risen. And then I knew there were more people, and I called the net, and more people just came to the Lord, and it was amazing.
Yeah, about another 20 people came to the Lord. A lot of them by that time were younger, like young adults. So overall, in this period of time when they were out pioneering our new land, we had about 40 salvations, a number of healings. It was amazing. It was an amazing time of worship. So
bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Okay, let's do this.
hasn't always been this way. I remember brighter days before the dark ones came, stole my mind, wrapped my soul in chains. Now I live among the dead, fighting voices in my head, hoping someone hears me crying in the night and carries me away. Set me free of the chains holding me. Finds me crying in the rain, all alone with my demons I am. Who is this man that comes my way? The dark ones shriek, they scream his name. Is this the one they say will set the captive free? Jesus, rescue me, set me free of the chains holding me. Is anybody out there hearing me? Set me free. And as a God man passes by,
to the Lord. Father, in the name of your Son Jesus, we thank you for your majesty. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your glory. We thank you that you are our Most High God. We thank you that you are the resurrection and the life. We thank you that we are in your family. We thank you, Lord God, that we have been set free from the power of sin and death, and we are covered in the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, right now that you're sweeping through this place and you're touching hungry hearts in every area, every area that needs to be exposed, every area that needs your touch. We thank you for a wave of you, Holy Spirit. You touch the heart. So we will become religion free in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for touching those who are saying, Lord, I need you, and stirring up those hungry hearts that say, I want you, Lord. We thank you that you are on the throne, and we thank you, Lord, there is no problem too big. There is no mountain too high. There is nothing too great that that you cannot touch, you cannot restore. We speak restoration right now. We speak physical healing on everybody right now. In Jesus' name, we break the power of darkness right now for anyone who has any ailment. In the powerful name of Jesus, do for us what you did in Mozambique. Holy Spirit, be setting every person free. I thank you, Lord God, for an upgrade for every life. I thank you, Lord, that this is a new day, a new sound's been released, and the momentum is here. We thank you, Lord, for the international upgrade. We thank you, Lord, for the global perspective that you're depositing in every person's heart right here. For the global call that you have on this ministry, the global call, Lord God, that we would not take you for granted, that we would believe, Lord God, that it's time to put ourselves aside and to keep our eyes fixed on you, the author and finisher of our faith and your purposes. Stir us up, Lord God, in our most holy faith, that we would be leaving this place lit on fire, the fire of the Holy Ghost, to fall in a new way, refreshing ray. Thank you for the spring rain, the spring-like rain here. And thank you, Lord God, that this is a group who hears from heaven and says, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Thank you for who you are. Thank you now in Jesus' name that we declare freedom, healing, health, prosperity, restoration, wholeness, increase, greater anointing. Thank you, Lord God, that you changed the mindsets here. Thank you for the renewing of the minds. Thank you, Lord God, that our minds are fixed on you and not ourselves and the things that come our way. Thank you, Lord. We have fresh perspective because of the power of heaven coming to earth. We are chosen by you to bring heaven to earth. And we all end by saying, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. From the oldest to the youngest, we say, yes, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Oh. Woo. God bless you all. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you Tuesday. I encourage you. And come Tuesday. The Lord has something new in this season. And we're not too busy.